I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
Here's what to expect on this episode of The Dad Experience.
We're all about our family, but at the same time, we also recognize that our marriage is the foundation from which everything is, you know, built upon. And my kids, especially my daughter, in my opinion, based on what I understand about psychology, know that they need to see us, and they need to see us interacting as a married couple, and they need to see how I treat her.
The Dad Experience.
Welcome again to The Dad Experience, another great episode, really excited about. Today we have on Jeff McCann. Jeff is originally from Washington State, but has lived in LA since 2003. He's got some great experience here with coaching and as being a social studies teacher. He's 16 years veteran of those professions. He's a former NCAA Division I strength coach. He's owned a performance, McCann Sports Performance, for 3 years. He specialized there in training quarterbacks from the NFL to the CFL to Division I schools, all the way down to our children. And he's opening up, very cool, a school, 12,000 square foot training facility in a middle school in early January of 2020. So we're really excited to talk about many, many different things here with Jeff. So Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. First off, we always like to start our show off with who lives with you at home, and what is kind of the makeup of your household?
Well, I've got my wife and I. We've been married for 7 years, together for 12, and we have two toddlers. We have twins, a boy and a girl. They're 3 years old.
Okay. Well, how old again? I'm sorry.
They're three. So it's never
3 years old.
Yeah.
I've got a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. So yeah, I can feel your pain. Are you guys potty training?
Yeah, we are actually getting through potty training right now with the occasional accident. You know, like my son the other day, I'm looking out, it was the train or the whistle, but it was the train and it hit him at school. So he had an accident. But other than that, we're smooth sailing.
We're kind of almost to the end of it, but we're still back and forth and still trying to get used to it, but it's becoming more and more consistent thing with less accidents. So we're just behind you there on that one. So, but yeah, it's, and are your kids just turned three? Are they like 3.5, or are they just, you know, 'cause it makes a huge difference. I feel like sometimes, like early on in three versus late three and four, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just three?
My kids turned three in May. And yeah, I completely agree with you. There's a big difference between the turning three and then getting to that milestone of about 3.5. And I'll tell
right,
you what,
right.
This has been my favorite stage. I mean, I've enjoyed every stage of being a dad, but this stage right now where they're at is my absolute favorite. They are so much fun.
Yeah, it is a fun age because they're communicating you in like full communication for the most part. You know what I mean? Obviously, there's things they don't understand yet because they haven't experienced it, but they can communicate with you better and you can interact more. There's more of the imaginative side of the pretend and make believe that you can kind of create and do things with them. I find that same thing. I find that the interaction is so much more fun at this age. And not that every other stage was just as fun either, but I don't know. I just guess it's like, you know how you hear people that say, well, I'm going to miss it when they're this young. And I do miss some of those things, but I feel like every new day opens a new door and something exciting happens. So, which is kind of cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is a stage that, as you said, you know, they're imaginative. They can communicate. Their ability to play is exponentially increased. And so we have a lot of fun. When I get home from work, we're constantly having wrestling matches in the living room and playing parties and all that stuff. You know, it's the stereotypical dad stuff with little kids. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, you know, we talked a little bit about what you got going on and your resume there at the top of the show, but can you tell us a little bit about what you do and kind of, you know, I know you've done a lot of your own businesses and starting up businesses. So I know a lot of our listeners like to hear about that and how they can kind of reinvent themselves. So can you tell us a little bit about your background and what you do?
Yeah, sure. From the age of 15, I knew I wanted to be a teacher and a coach based on my experience growing up in Washington State, playing high school football and other sports and really enjoying my high school experience. And I thought, man, I really want to do that. And for the first few years of living down here in California, that's what I did. Then I had kids and I realized I couldn't support a family teaching. And so I started creating businesses that would ultimately be able to fill in the blanks and be able to provide better living in Southern California, which is extremely expensive, an extremely expensive place to live. So with the exception of being a college strength and conditioning coach for a block of time, I've been primarily down here in Southern California teaching and coaching. And with this new endeavor we're opening in January 1st, I have a group of people who are with me on this. We're creating we have a 12,000 square foot facility, which is a training facility / middle school. And we'll be opening the training facility floor on January 1st, and the school will open in September of 2020. I mean, the entrepreneurial world is one that I am in now. This will be my third year, going in my fourth year of doing it, and I'm really enjoying it. And being able to create businesses and forge these relationships that ultimately I've been able to, you know, make it something so I can afford gymnastics class on Sundays, you know, and keep a roof
over my head.
You know, so that's kind of where I'm at and what I do.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it seems like, you know, even with me, just with doing, you know, I teach by days, you know, and then do this in my spare time, and knowing that this is kind of, you know, just like a, my own kind of entrepreneurial thing with podcasting, not that it generates much. It's more of just for me to learn, but with that little bit, I know how much time it takes to do the extra for startup. You're always, you know, you're always doing something on your phone or your computer or getting in touch or sending an email here or taking 5 minutes there. With all of those things that happen, because, you know, that's just from what I've experienced with doing the podcast, and I'm sure you've got much more in depth with that. With all those demands of the work and all those great things with entrepreneurship and doing all these great things for everybody else, how do you manage your busy schedule and finding those times? Because some of those things are time sensitive. I know if I get an email, it's like, man, I got to try and get back to that person in, you know, less than 24 hours. So with all those demands and those time constraints, how do you manage that busy schedule and meet your kids' needs while being, you know, kind of being doing what you do, getting things set up or doing the business end of things? How do you manage all that time? Because I'm assuming it's not always a 9-to-5.
No, it's not. And that's a great question, because I think that if you really take being a father and being a husband seriously, you have to find ways to balance the demands of business with obviously your family. And so I think everything starts, honestly, with the foundation of my wife and myself, our relationship. And the fact is that I'm married to an amazing human being who has been the most supportive, who helps out in every way she can. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now without my wife. She was the one that kind of pushed me into the entrepreneurial world. And so, you know, I have to give her all the credit for that. But having somebody that understands the demands associated with, you know, with business, as you mentioned, time-sensitive emails, time-sensitive messages, contacting people that you need to contact. Well, you know, that could infringe upon some of those circumstances when you're with family, you know. And I try to, you know, honestly, when I come in from work and I have a little bit of time with my kids, I put my phone away. And whatever it is, I'll get to it later on, but I'm going to give them that block of time, whether it be 90 minutes, if I'm lucky, or an hour, where it's just uninterrupted, 100% focus on them being in the moment with them, being present with them. Because there are a lot of times where, oh crap, I got to take this email or this call, excuse me, or I got to respond to this email. And so I try to balance it as best I can, and I'm not perfect, and I'm always looking for the best ways to successfully balance all of that and all the demands associated with it. But it really comes down to my relationship with my wife and her understanding and her ability to, you know, shoulder more of the load in certain circumstances. So that way I'm able to do this and at the same time be as present as I can be for the things that I can be there for.
Right, right. So, you know, you're speaking of, you mentioned your wife, and how do you guys kind of handle, because I'm assuming, you know, you're gone for parts of the day, or, you know, how do you guys handle, you mentioned a little bit about school. So I'm assuming your kids go to a daycare or school during the day, but how do you guys kind of balance those parental duties with such a, my guess is a different schedule. You know what I mean? Like, so right. You may have to be gone certain parts of the day, or is it just strictly, you know, during the 9 to 5 times that you're kind of working?
You know, this is where my wife is really a rock star. I mean, she takes over, the majority of the responsibilities of getting the kids ready in the morning and getting them to, cause they go to school right now. They go to preschool, and, getting them to sport practices, because, when I'm teaching and doing my business, those are 15 hour days, mm-hmm. sometimes 15 hours of straight work. And so, she does a really good job of getting the kids ready, making their meals for them, all the while she works full time as a paralegal and is going to school at night to be a court reporter. And I think that both we, amongst many things that we admire about each other, is our work ethics are reciprocated. And, you know, we look at our family as, and our family's existence kind of like in a, and if you graft it in like a pie chart, and there's not really a way to quantify it, but you know, if it comes down to making money to provide for the family, well, you know, she does that too, but I take over the majority of that, and she takes over, you know, a lot of the day-to-day parental tasks. Mm-hmm. And so on the weekends, we try to flip that, you know, and if I'm able to let her sleep in and I take the kids in the morning and I can take them to the park, or we go on a drive to go see, we live kind of in an area where there's horse property. So we'll go and check out horses and stuff. And that gives my wife a chance to kind of recharge and rest, because she's burning the candle at both ends.
Absolutely.
So we really try to balance it out as best we can. I mean, we work well together. We worked well together before we had kids, and then we just throw the kid factor into the equation, and we try to balance it out as best we can.
No, that's so important. So important that, that you guys are able to find those times and you give those times back to her. I feel like that's a huge thing that, you know, we've kind of learned in our relationship too, that, you know, if one of us is kind of bogged down from the week or we're taking on the brunt of things, we always try to recognize that to kind of, there is that time for that me time and that recharging, you know, and that sense of recharging for ourselves as individuals. And speaking of that, you know, kind of with those demands between the family and your job and her job and going to school, how do you guys balance that dad and mom time versus family time? You know, we know that it's so important, and we hear and read that it's so important for us to continue for our sakes as parents to go out together to make sure that we're finding that recharge time. How do you guys manage that time? Do you do anything special, or do you just kind of take it as it comes, or do you plan anything out to find mom and dad time?
Well, we're very fortunate in the fact that we live in relatively close proximity to my in-laws. They live about half an hour away, and they are the grandparents you'd want to have. You know, I was fortunate enough to grow up with a set of grandparents that were just phenomenal and that were like second parents to me. And that's what my kids have. And my in-laws are great about taking them for a night, saying, "Hey, yeah, you know, we'll take them for the night. You guys go and do your thing." And so, you know, we're all about our family, but at the same time, we also recognize that our marriage is the foundation from which everything is, you know, built upon. And my kids, especially my daughter, in my opinion, based on what I understand about psychology, know that they need to see us, and they need to see us interacting as a married couple, and they need to see how I treat her as my wife. And our dynamic is extremely important. So we use every opportunity we can to cultivate that and grow that, as we are also parents. And so date nights, if we can do it, or if it's like a weekend getaway where we get a week, that'd be awesome. a day or two on a weekend, get that away. You know, we try to do little trips away. That's a big boost in the arm to a marriage. I feel like that is that's a steroid boost that you can get through a block of time afterwards, you know, when life is handing you all of these circumstances that are just so stressful or whatever. And at least you got that weekend away where you could maybe get a little bit of sleep and reconnect,
right,
you know, and be a couple again. You know, we always say we didn't get married to have kids. you know, we had kids, and that's it's an amazing blessing. We are so fortunate to have the children that we have. But at the end of the day, we got married because we love each other, and we got married because we enjoy hanging out with one another. And so that's something right there, that having the in-laws close by or childcare close by is such an advantage. It really is.
No, for sure. We're very lucky in that sense too, that we have that. And, you know, speaking of going out, my wife and I did that yesterday too. And it's so important. And sometimes you feel like, you know, I don't know about you, but I know on our end, sometimes you're like, oh gosh, we're going to go out and it's going to this to do. We got to do that. We got to do this. And you got to get out of the house. But then when we get out, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so much better. And the house is just a happier place the next day. Not that it's a bad place, but it's just a different energy. And I agree, it's so important to find that time whenever those opportunities come up. You know, sometimes ours is, it's not always a consistent thing, like where we say at the second of the month, we're going to go out. But we do definitely try and make that happen. And it definitely makes a huge difference for us. So I would agree that it's, you know, we're married because we fell in love and loved each other. And then, you know, now we were starting a family. So just continuing that foundation of the family is so important. This is a great place for us to take a quick break. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can catch our show on their app, which you can get from the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store. Stick around after the episode to check out another great podcast from Parents On Demand that if you love our show, we're sure you're going to like. So more after the break here with Jeff. We're going to talk about his business and parenting and being a dad. A lot of great information to come. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. We are here with Jeff talking about parenting and being an entrepreneur. And, you know, we talked a little bit when we talked about your background, that you are a coach and that you have coached like NCAA level. You've coached young kids. Have you found that there are any similarities to your parenting style or parenting that you learned from coaching or vice versa, you know, that you've taken from parenting to coaching or coaching back to parenting?
Wow. That's a great question. You know, I'm relatively new at this parenting game. I'm only 3 years deep.
Right.
And, you know, I would say that I don't know if there's necessarily anything yet that I would say, oh yeah, coaching, I'm bringing it to my kids, and parenting. But I'm sure there will be many, many examples of or many, many circumstances which I could talk to you maybe at a later time about in regards to that carryover, that crossover. Right. I know that coaching is something that I think will help me out as a father, as my kids get older and in their preteen and teenage years, because I've dealt with thousands and thousands of teenagers and all of their issues. Because, you know, you find as a coach, your counselor, psychologist, sometimes you're kind of part-time dad,
right?
You know, a lot of times that these people, you know, they send their kids to you and you have to kind of fill in the blanks in a way and help them out. So I feel like later on in my parenting years, I'll definitely be able to use those lessons I got from coaching to my kids.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. There's, like you said, even in my education, there's things that I learn and psychologically that you've learned through education classes. I'm sure you can attest to this, but not everything is totally applied yet because I didn't study early childhood. Like you mentioned, like you're a newer dad, same with me. And, there are a lot of similarities, discipline-wise, things like that, that obviously work. But, you know, the majority of those things that I've learned are probably going to come as they get a little bit older as well. But, you know, it's always curious to see people's take on that. So being a dad in these 3 years that you've been a father, what have you been, what have you found to be your best experience or maybe an aha moment that you've had as a parent that you were like, man, I can't believe we got that pulled off, and I'm just going to have to remember that from here on out, or something you think you could share with us that you wish you would have known maybe after this kind of all happened? So is there an aha moment out there or some moment that was just amazing?
I've had a lot of moments where aha moments. Oh, wow. I definitely learned a lesson there, or wow, I should have gone left and I went right there. Okay. I'm not going to do that again. I think that's just part of being a dad taking being a dad seriously is the evolutionary process of it and analyzing, reflecting back upon your experiences and trying to be the best dad you can be. You know, you're not going to be perfect, you know, and my friend, I have a friend that's a psychologist, and he's a great dad. And he also, you know, shares a lot with me. And we grew up together and friends since high school. And he said, you know, being an okay dad, be okay. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of times where, you know, we're human and we fail. And just trying to learn from those experiences and trying to be the best version of ourselves that we can be for them is something. You know, I've had numerous experiences with my own children where something will happen and I will rely back on, you know, a lesson from a previous episode and just say, oh, all right, well, this is how I'm going to handle this right now. And I'm conscious of that. So I don't know if I've necessarily had any aha, like big picture aha moments. But I definitely can say that it's a constantly evolving process being a dad and taking it seriously and trying to learn the lessons both from mistakes and from good experiences and continuously trying to build upon those. Right.
That's kind of where I think we all are as parents. It's like just keep on going and keep on learning and keep on following those ups and downs and it's like what we tell our, you know, I don't know if you did in education, like we tell our kids in teaching. For me is like, you know, I want to hear, I'm a band teacher, for example. So I want to hear mistakes because it's the only way we can work through it. It's the only way we can get better. That's the only way we can learn from what's going on or how I can help. So, you know, I kind of take that back into, you know, what I do as well and look at those moments where they're like, oh man, I wish I would have done this better. So next time I can, or share it with somebody for next time so that they don't run through into the same issue. So no, yeah, I totally agree. So before we close out this episode, we have a reoccurring segment that we like to do on the Dad Experience, and that is things we can't wait to see through our children's eyes. Is there something out there, an experience or something you can't wait to do or share with your kids? Or maybe you've already done it. But is there something out there they're just really excited to see or share through their eyes, or maybe relive your childhood through them again by experiencing this moment or experience?
Well, I mean, I honestly look at this experience, as being a dad, and, you know, I had two really amazing parents who did everything they could to provide the best life for my brothers and I that they could possibly do. And so I had great models from which to build, you know, my own fatherhood experience from. I really am trying to, through obviously my businesses and everything, facilitate facilitate the best experience I can for them in regards to, you know, being able to send them to the schools that we want to send them to, be able to provide a house and a backyard so they can play in, be able to afford a trip to Disneyland, be able to do these things that, you know, I know that when I was a kid, they were so impactful. I want to try to replicate that. You know, I grew up with the outdoors in my backyard, and the outdoors were a very big part of my upbringing. Well, Southern California, we don't have that. So, you know, I honestly, when we think about like aha moments, I can reflect back to this summer. I finally got to take my kids to Washington where I grew up, and I got to take them camping for the first time. And my best friend, and I took our kids together and our wives, and we all hung out. And, you know, being able to provide those experiences for my children, to live it with them, the camping experience I will remember for the rest of my life. So, going back to the question, circling back to it. Yeah. There's a lot of experiences that I want to be able to, enjoy with them and, you know, see how they do with it. And so, I hope to be able to provide more of those opportunities. Nice. Yeah. As we go.
Yeah. So, you know, a little bit about your background and your businesses. This is your chance to tell folks, especially those folks that are, you know, we have a high contingency of listeners in California, which is a cool thing. So maybe there's, how can folks find, what you're doing and the things that you're involved in, and maybe, get a little more information or find you on the internet, or how can people go about finding you and maybe some of the things that you got going on?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, we live in a day and an age where social media is this amazing platform for marketing of businesses, but also, you know, just to share your story with people. So on social media, you can find me in two different places. Business wise is McCann Sports Performance, and McCann is McCann, and then Sports Performance. And then my, this, you know, the side of me that's a dad and a husband is more on the Jeff MC16 on Instagram. So for business wise, check out Future Elite LA. That is going to be the training facility and school. We'll have our very first NFL combine class for the 2020 year. And we'll be opening our doors, like I said, January 1st. I'm pretty excited about that. So Future Elite LA is going to be where we're going to offer our school will open in 2020 in the fall. And the doors for the training facility will open up January 1st. And so that will be where you'll probably see me the majority of the time. If you ever want to see me in person, that's where I'll be. That's where I can be found. And we'll have obviously corresponding websites and everything else. But if you were to find me on social media, that's probably cool. The best avenue.
And we'll put all that stuff in our show notes so folks can find you and click right on it right through the show notes. So, well, thanks again, Jeff, for joining us today. I know, you know, getting finding time, starting up businesses and finding time on the weekends to do these things are not always easy. So as we record this on a Sunday, we really appreciate you taking that time out and talking to us here at the Dad Experience.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate you working with me because we're doing this from gymnastics.
We are. We're doing it. So, and it's working. So, thank you so much. We always love hearing from folks that are in the trenches doing those things and doing them well. So we appreciate your time. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is a part of that Parents on Demand network. And if you have a question about for a guest or for me or for maybe a show idea or you want to be on the show, you can email us experienceanddad@gmail.com or find us on social media. Our most active is on Instagram. Just look for The Dad Experience, or you can find us on Facebook. Same thing, The Dad Experience. And until next time, thanks for listening to The Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes.